So here's a thing that's happening quietly inside product teams right now. Designers are shipping working apps, product managers are writing code, and nobody quite knows if that's brilliant or terrifying. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is going to hit differently if you've ever sat in a sprint planning meeting watching a perfectly good idea die a slow death in a backlog. It's called vibe coding, and I know the name sounds like something a startup bro invented after his third cold brew, but stay with me, because what it actually describes is genuinely one of the more interesting shifts happening in how product teams work right now. Here's the premise: you're a product manager, you have an idea. Maybe it's a new onboarding flow, maybe it's an internal dashboard, maybe it's a quick prototype to test whether users actually want this thing before you ask engineering to spend 6 weeks building it. Normally, you write a spec, you make wireframes, you wait, you get in a queue, you wait some more. Vibe coding says, what if you just described what you wanted in plain English and an AI built it for you right now, today? Tools like Lovable, Bolt, Riplet's AI agent, Cursor, GitHub Copilot, these are letting PMs and designers go from idea to working, clickable, deployable prototype in hours, not weeks, hours. And this is genuinely exciting. Carnegie Mellon's product management program is now requiring vibe-coded prototypes instead of static wireframes. Think about that. The academic world is already treating this as table stakes. Here's where it gets interesting, though, because there's a version of this story where it's all upside: faster discovery, cheaper experimentation, better stakeholder demos, PMs who can actually show you a thing instead of describing a thing. And that version is real, but there's another version where a PM spends 40 hours polishing a prototype that felt almost shippable, and nobody did the customer interviews, and the strategy work quietly fell apart, and the engineers who actually have to maintain this thing are looking at AI-generated code that is fine, technically, but riddled with security holes and held together with what I can only describe as vibes. The takeaway here is this: vibe coding is a superpower for discovery. It is not a replacement for engineering. The prototype is the conversation starter, not the answer. But here's the thing: while everyone is celebrating the speed, something else is happening quietly underneath all of this, and it's a little more unsettling. Vibe coding is blurring roles in ways that nobody has fully thought through yet. PMs can now design and code. Designers can now code and manage. Engineers can now do everything, apparently. And on the surface, that sounds great. Shared language, less blocking, faster paths to something real. But here's the catch: most people are not actually expert in these extra roles, they're just good enough. And good enough from an AI-assisted PM might look convincing without being correct. The code might work, the UX might seem reasonable, the security model might be completely broken, and if you're not an engineer, you might not be able to tell the difference. There's a specific failure mode I want to flag here because it's subtle and it matters. When a PM shows up to a team meeting with a fully built working prototype, there's a psychological pull for everyone else in the room to treat it as the solution, not a hypothesis, the solution. Engineers start tweaking it instead of questioning it. Designers feel sidelined, and you've just quietly shifted from problem-driven product development to solution-driven product development. That's a big deal. And if you're thinking, okay, so what do we actually do about this? Yeah, that's the right question. The answer is governance, which sounds boring. I promise it's not. It's basically just write down what vibe coding is for, what it's not for, who owns what, and what has to happen before anything touches real users. Time box the PM's prototyping time. Require a hypothesis before anyone builds anything. Put review gates before anything moves from prototype to production. Label AI-generated code explicitly so nobody pretends it's been hardened. Never, ever put real API keys or sensitive data into these tools. That one is not optional. quick hits before we go. Anthropic is apparently deep in research on how AI systems should handle situations where they disagree with human instructions, which is either very reassuring or extremely on the nose, depending on your mood. Google is continuing to quietly integrate Gemini into basically every product it owns, which is either a brilliant distribution strategy or a sign that they're just throwing it at walls. And someone on Reddit pointed out this week that the most common vibe-coded app is, predictably, a to-do list, which tells you everything and nothing about where this is all going. Here's the thread I want to leave you with today. Vibe coding is real, it's fast, and it genuinely changes what's possible for product teams. But the risk isn't that the AI writes bad code, though it sometimes does. The real risk is that speed creates an illusion of progress, that a working prototype feels like a solved problem, that roles blur in ways nobody explicitly agreed to, and that accountability quietly evaporates when everyone assumes someone else is checking the work. The teams that are going to get this right are the ones who treat vibe coding as a tool with a specific job, not a new way of working that replaces the hard parts. The hard parts are still hard. They're just faster now. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.